It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now, Twitter and Instagram. Give us a follow. Be part of the show. We love it. It's Joe and Mackenzie. So, we have a situation here, guys. We need your help at 833-563-2539. Everybody except for Porkchop, so we'll just say everybody, has done watching You Season 2 on Netflix, and we have nothing to watch.
That was such a great show. I needed a new show to get into, and You was where it's at with Penn Badgley from Gossip Girl. So if you haven't watched that, watch it. But now I'm done, and I'm jonesing for another show. I think a lot of us are. So we need something new that's hot, that's not like a million episodes that'll take us that long to catch up on, but that you are addicted to.
833-563-2539. Let's go to Yvonne real quick. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What show should we check out?
I think you guys should watch Riverdale.
Now, I've heard good things.
I've heard about Riverdale, but give me the brief, like, couple of sentences. Like, what is it about?
So, it's like a small town, and there's these high school kids, and basically there's, like, a lot of murders, and nobody knows, like, who committed them. And in the end, like, it's a big plot twist, and it just keeps getting weirder and weirder, like, every season. There's 3 seasons.
But so not too many, okay.
Yeah, we could catch up on
that. All right, that's great. Mackenzie, what's your limit? You're like, 7 seasons? I'm out.
Like when someone's like, oh, watch Walking Dead. And it was like, oh my, like there's so many seasons. Nothing that's going to take too long. I like about three seasons in, that type of thing.
Okay.
Max.
See, I would recommend, because I thought somebody on the show didn't do it, and this is not super, super new the past couple of years. Has anybody here not seen This Is Us?
I have not.
Because, oh boy, did I cry this week with Randall. Bro, I felt you. I love This Is Us. It gets me every time. It's usually, I watch it on Hulu the next day because it's at 10 o'clock, at 9 o'clock at night, and that's too late for me.
I used to watch it. I don't anymore.
You fell off?
You fell off
of it, yeah.
Okay, 833-563-2539. Hey, Joe McKenzie, who's this? Oh, just lost you. Try calling back. We'll get you on the air. What about you, Chops?
Well, I mean, I just finally got internet, not after having... you know, it for two years. So yeah, I definitely need to get on board too with you. But you can't talk about it until I watch it.
You know what?
I think your
boyfriend would really like Gossip Girl if he hasn't watched it yet. Anyone who has not watched Gossip Girl actually just needs to go home and start it right now because it's one of the best series of all time. Male, female, young, old, whatever it is, Gossip Girl.
Now, Mackenzie, just to give me a little idea, because I don't know you super well, but like, what are your kind of things that you do like? So you like You, so we know we can build off of that.
Yeah,
but what
I
else can we add to
you.
This?
I mean, my show's Big Little Lies. That's my jam. That's my latest show I was obsessed with. And after Big Little Lies ended over on HBO, in fact, I got HBO just for Big Little Lies with Reese Witherspoon and
that good,
Nicole
huh?
Kidman. Oh my gosh, so good. And then you guys got me hooked on You, which
yep.
I freaking loved. And I'm pretty much open. I want to watch Morning Show with Jen Aniston and Reese Witherspoon.
I heard that's great, but I don't know how to watch it because
right,
isn't it like
Apple
TV? I don't have that. Does anybody, do you watch it?
I watch it. My boyfriend, I think, it's like $5 a month.
Okay.
And so he just like bought it. Like $5 a month and now has Apple TV, which honestly is really not bad compared to some of the other streaming services. So yeah, it's worth it. I've only seen the first episode and I'm already like, yeah, $5 a month, it's definitely worth it.
I love that our phone lines are blowing up because we want your show to be our new show so then we can all dish about it. It's fun when the whole show watches the same show.
Ava, you're on Joe McKenzie. What is the show we can check out?
One Day at a Time.
I've not heard of that. What is that on, first of all?
It's on Netflix.
Okay, and what's it about? Like, give me a brief summary, like a little sentence or two.
Well, it's like a Hispanic family and they have like, they get along so well, but then they all have their own personality. Like, you know, they talk about homosexuality, racism, and everything. It's just hilarious. It's super funny. And then you get attached to the characters so fast. Like, they're the cutest.
Hey, Ava, thank you for calling in to Joe McKenzie. Let's go to, we got Fabian this morning. Oh, sorry. Okay, line number 2 is Fabian. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. Give us a show that we can all watch and check out, because we are kind of out of stuff to watch.
Okay, so I have a lot, but I'll just give you my top 2. My first one is Schitt's Creek.
Yes,
oh, yes.
That's
my
on
sister
Netflix.
Watches that and says that is a must-see.
It's very, very funny. And then my second one, it's been out for a while, but Shameless.
Oh, Shameless. Another friend told me about Shameless.
Now, but I heard, though, Mackenzie, like she brought up, if you're just tuning in, she wants something that's not too many seasons. Isn't that like a long one? Like there's a lot of series?
Shameless is, but they're all amazing.
Okay. Cool.
There's
Fabian.
No lag time.
Thank you. We appreciate that. And let's go to Chris has got a good one, Mackenzie. I don't know if you've seen this, but I never watched it for a long time, and I fell in love with it. Chris, what do you think we should check out?
Ozark. You've got to see Ozark.
With yes. Jason Bateman?
Oh, it's so good.
Yes.
Okay,
you've got to see
things.
That. I think the third season's coming up.
What?
And everybody is waiting for this because of
how it
left off.
Okay.
He's won a lot. Ozark. He won an award for this. Okay, so I definitely, and that's
he's
only two
awesome
seasons
actor.
In.
Yeah, and it's so good. Yeah, so like as Chris said, season three. I didn't realize it was coming out that soon. I hate waiting for stuff. All right, let's wrap it up with line number one. Morgan, hey, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. Morgan.
Hi.
What should we be watching?
Tell Me a Story on HBO now.
Tell Me a Story.
I got like somebody's mom's grandma's login for that illegally. So how do I watch? Like, what do I need to see on there? What's so good about that show?
Oh my gosh. So it's like based on old fairy tales like Cinderella, Beauty and the Beast, but it's like current, like 2019, 2020. So there's like murders and like kidnappings, like Three Little Pigs, but they're like drug dealers and killers, and it's so good.
It sounds wow. so weird, but I almost want to check out an episode now.
Tell Me a Story.
It is amazing. It's
okay.
so good.
Thank
okay,
you, Morgan.
I wrote that down. That sounds great.
I feel like you wouldn't watch it because it's not your thing. Have you ever watched Black Mirror, Mackenzie?
No.
Would you want to watch it?
I don't know. What is that?
Oh, boy. Each one's different. They all don't connect. The thing is, the first time, if you ever watched Black Mirror, spoiler alert.
Is
like
it
the first,
scary?
No, but the first episode, like I said, they're not all connected because, like, what the hell am I watching? It's pretty much about a guy that hooks up with a pig. But listen, that's going to ruin it for you.
I'm out.
Have you watched Black Mirror?
No, I haven't. It's like, it's very futuristic and it kind of like, it definitely is a thought-provoking show.
It's like, about this, your Black Mirror, your phone.
It's oh. And it's about like technology in the future and like, are things good for you? Are they bad for you? It's very like mind twisty.
The first one though could throw you off because you're like, I don't want to see a dude with a pig.
Okay, I have lots of options here. This
I'm
going
to send you the trailer. It'll do a better job than me. All right, hey, if you couldn't get through, where do we have this at, Liv, so people can join in the conversation?
It is up on our Facebook and our Twitter.
Wasn't right, cool. there one called Boys or something also on Netflix?
Oh, no, there's called The Boys.
The Boys.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Okay, that's the one.
And it's about superheroes like in modern day, and it's so interesting because like there's corruption. It's just really good.
Okay, another one to check out.
Love it. Yeah, hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. It's Joe Mackenzie on Facebook, either Radio Now Indy, Radio Now 100.9, or Radio Now Houston if you're in Houston. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
We have all the details from Kobe Bryant and his beautiful daughter's death, plus your Grammy recap, the winners, the losers, and the drama behind the scenes.